So 1, 2,
how's it going there? You are welcome to the Best Of podcast, where we bring you the highlights of the past week on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM. Some gift grub where the people in the kingdom prove how much football is a religion in the Southwest. Went down very, very well. Disney characters inspire lots of babies' names. One lucky national school wins €10,000 thanks to our Keelings competition. And authors Emer McLysith and Sarah Breen chat about their latest book, Once, Twice, Three Times an Aisling, another bestseller for sure. Also want to tell you about an amazing family prize we have on offer this coming week, where parents will take on their kids in a quiz with a trip to Legoland Resort in Denmark up for grabs. Let's kick things off with those Disney names. Now, do you know a Jasmine? Do you know anybody called Jasmine? Do you know anybody called Rex? I've met a few Rexes in my time, actually. Very good, strong name. Rex, of course, means king. Maybe you named your child after another famous movie or TV character. If so, let us know on 0874 100 102. The reason I'm mentioning this is because a study by travel company Florida for Less has found that more than 1 million people are named after Disney characters. Now, this is a UK-wide survey, so we haven't done it in Ireland just yet, but we're just wondering, maybe a bit nosy, to be honest, curious out there, if there's anybody who's named their child after a Disney character or a character in a film, or were you moved by somebody, or somebody, Benji from the Reardons, maybe going back years and years and years ago. Miley from Glen Row. Did they call them after Ryan Tuberty or Gabo or somebody like that? The top five most popular Disney-inspired names are number five, Minnie. And that's going back a bit. 1928 from Steamboat Willie, which was not the very first time this Minnie Mouse or Mickey Mouse appeared. I think it might have been. Steamboat Willie, 1928. Number four, Jessie. That's a good name, isn't it? Toy Story, from Toy Story 2. That was from 2000. Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Another beautiful name, 1991. Rex, named after the Toy Story Rex. Well, there's been lots of Rexes, I suppose. 1995, Toy Story. And Jasmine is the number one, the most popular Disney-inspired name. My niece is called Jasmine Kennedy. She lives in the most exotic place. Da-da-da-da-da-da, Donegal. Ciarán, thank you very much, Donegal. Ian, greetings from Dubai. I had my twin boys in the coom 17 years ago. They were born in August, and at the time, the midwife told me that there had been 16 Pocahontases born in the coom so far that year. 16 Pocahontases. That is 17 years ago. So if you know somebody who's about 17 and they're called Pocahontas, say hi from us. I call my boys Tom and Dan, which wasn't very Disney inspired, says Anne-Marie. Thanks, Anne-Marie. Hope you're getting on well over there, and the sunshine must be coming up to about lunchtime over there now. Lovely. My little boy Jay is named Tim after Tiny Tim in the Muppets Christmas Carol. This is a lovely story. He was very sick when he was born around Christmas 2015. He's great now, by the way, so we can all relax. That's grand. Tim is fine. But he was called Tim after Tiny Tim in the Muppets. And it just reminded his mum, Julie from Castle Blaney, of the poor little frog in the Muppets. Aw, isn't that nice?
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
In the name of the Sheehy, the Spillane, and the Jack O'Shea. Welcome to the pre-All-Ireland football final replay, Mass. David Clifford.
Lord help him.
Shawnee O'Shea.
Kick it over the bar.
Peter Keane.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Be seated, please. I'd like to thank everybody for coming along. Thank you to the altar boys, James O'Donoghue, Paul Geaney.
Thank you, Father.
In this holy, holy week, we hope to ascend to the capital, and the evil shall be cast out from paradise, and greatness shall return to its rightful place in Kerry. When we say, Sam be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up the cup.
We lift it up at Crow Park.
Let us give thanks to Peter Keane.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Thank you. We pray for Moira and Sean O'Cassidy from Fennet, the only two Kerry people who don't have a ticket to Saturday's game. Now, a number of the clergy have been browsing the internet back in the sacristy there, and we have come across a ticket on the dark web for €12,000, two tickets. We will now pass the basket around so Sean and Moira can ascend with all of the footballing family. A reading from the Gospel according to Pat Spillane. Thank you, Father. A letter from Peter Keane to the Dubs.
Lord, they are not worthy to receive us.
And Peter Keane did say, Yerra, I am the Lord. We are the kingdom. And on the first day, the disciple, Clifford, did strike great fear into the heart of the Dubs. So he did. And Cooper was afraid. And he did foul the disciple, Clifford, three times. And Cooper was sent away and banished from the Garden of Paradise. And one of the Pharisees, Brawley, did say there was no foul. And Brawley himself was cast down out of the Holy Trinity into the darkness. And the Lord did say, yet on the second day, the kingdom will come again and claim the chalice and bring it home. For the Dubs, they will be crucified.
Praise be to God.
Thank you, Pat. Jack McCaffrey.
No mercy.
Dean Rock.
No forgiveness.
Jim Gavin.
He shall not have five in a row.
Let us now read the Act of Cluxton.
Through him, in him, over him, through the unity of the Kerry team, Kerry, forever and ever. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mass has ended. Let us go in peace and get straight to that Killarney train station and win that thing back.
We are who? We are whores. We pretend that we can't win, 'cause we are whores. Let us all catch fire, bring home Sam Maguire, back home to the land of huge whores.
On Friday's show, we made a school in Carlow very happy when they were selected as our €10,000 Keelings winners.
Oh, here we go. And we are going to give them €10,000. Hello. Hello. Who's that now? You're in Bishop Foley Memorial School in Carlow, is that right?
Yeah.
Can we come down and visit you on the 27th of September? Can we bring €10,000 for your school?
Yeah.
Morning, Ian. How are you?
How are you doing? Who's this now?
This is Mr. Dorn. This is John's teacher.
Ah, how are you doing? Listen, can we come down and visit you?
Of course, Ken. We're all very excited to have you in our school on end of September.
Okay, 27th September. And Keelings want to send you down, bring down €10,000 as well for the school. So you can spend that as you wish, what you think it would be good for the school. And we're looking forward to seeing you then, all right? Thanks a million.
We'd happily accept that money anyway.
See you then on the 27th. Good luck.
Okay, here's something for all you families listening out there. How would you like to win a trip to the Legoland Resort in Denmark for you and the family? All this coming week of The Breakfast Show, we are giving you the chance to win that amazing prize. But I want to see if you are smarter than your kids. Who is the smartest in your house, the kids or the adults? If you are smarter, you could be taking them on a holiday of a lifetime. This is all with thanks to Bank of Ireland's Wise Owl Ollie. Log on to todayfm.com/BOI to register your family, and you could be heading to Legoland. On Friday's show, I was delighted to have authors Emer McLyseth and Sarah Breen back in studio to chat to me about the latest installment in their Aisling dynasty. Another Aisling series of books. So much potential. We always have a good laugh, so we do. So let's have a listen.
You can feel the wave of Aisling. Yeah, yesterday was Aisling Day.
We met a lot of Aislings, literal Aislings yesterday.
And my own daughter was delighted that in your post that you put up, it was Aisling with the ING, but you put up all the different spellings.
We accepted spelling variations.
All spelling variations would be acceptable.
We had like the first, we had it so that the first 50 Ashlings to show up at Easton's on O'Connell Street yesterday were going to get good, like the 3 books and a goodie bag and fancy stuff. And we were like, nobody's going to show up. Sure, people are, it's 12 o'clock, people will be in work. Yeah. Well, they all came.
People love their free stuff.
Very good. So listen, what's happening to her here? I'm told that she's a little bit overwhelmed. Would that be right? About her life. Her life is not as kind of in control as it used to be.
Yeah, at the very start of the book, Ashling finds one of her teenage diaries and she'd written 30 things to do before she's 30.
Yeah.
And number 30 on the list was get married, preferably to Shane Filan.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, so she's coming up to her 30th birthday and she's feeling like she hasn't done it all. And meanwhile, she's organising her best friend Magella's hen. Now, Ashling never thought she'd be organising Magella's hen.
Yeah.
You know,
and Magella's she's the only bridesmaid, isn't she?
She is. Yes, yeah. Okay. So she takes on like,
I think it's becoming more and more common that it might be just a one best friend, especially if people don't have sisters and stuff like that. Okay. But it's a lot of pressure for poor El Ash.
But she's a very capable person, so Magella would trust her with organising the hen. Yeah. But even Ashling isn't infallible. She takes on too much and we see a kind of a more flawed side of her in this book.
Yeah.
Okay, so does that mean that it's a little bit more serious?
It's very
more relatable.
I think it is still like it's not that it's serious. It kind of happened to Ashling and she's dealing with a lot. But as is Ashling's wont, she deals with it in her very Ashling way. Yes. So
and she's organising the hen party. She's up against the usual kind of people, friends, kind of getting on.
Do you know
saying,
what she's up against? The WhatsApp group.
WhatsApp. Oh,
it's every woman's nightmare.
Yeah,
I was literally just added to a hen WhatsApp group last week. And
really?
It was all
because
go.
You don't have any choice with WhatsApp groups, really. They just come along. And I mean, if you say, I don't want to be in this group, that's actually causing another.
Or if you leave the group, or if you feel like you flounce out.
Leaving a WhatsApp group is so aggressive. There's no way to do it. Like, even if you do it in the dead of night, they're all going to see it the following
morning. And can you mute them or something?
You can mute them. Yeah. I have a few muted.
But then they sort of say, oh, your woman Sarah's not getting back in touch at all. Or ignore me, I think.
Ashling has, I think at one point, are there, how many hens? Oh God, Ian, writing the book. We had so many hens in the WhatsApp group and because two of us write the book, we were trying to keep track of how many hens are there.
Who's going where?
The maths on the back of envelopes.
We're not numbers people.
Anyway, poor Ashling is trying to manage, you know, 15 aunties and Magella is marrying Pablo, who's from Tenerife. So there's the Tenerifean side of the family who keep coming in with the, you know, Espanol.
And is the wedding going to be in Tenerife, do you think? Or you can't. I don't want to give too much away.
The hen involves a plane and taking the aunties on a plane.
Now it says here that the first two books in the Ashling series, Oh My God, What a Complete Ashling, and The Importance of Being Ashling, have sold 254,162.
Or if you want to put it in shorthand, a quarter of a million.
So making them the best-selling Irish published fiction titles of the 21st century.
There you go.
Well done, you.
Yeah, apparently we comfortably outsell the Bible now, so... Is Ashling bigger than Jesus?
Wow.
I don't know, Ian.
Is this post-Catholic Ireland?
Don't
my
words
gosh.
In your
mouth. Bigger than Jesus. So somebody did that years ago and I think it didn't go down too well for a while. And what about the screenplay? Is that...
Yeah, so we're working with Element Pictures on the screenplay and it's kind of...
They're good.
They've done good stuff. It's ramping up a bit now because we're coming up to maybe doing a final draft before it goes out to potential directors, which then leads on to casting and maybe filming next year.
Yeah,
so
they're talking about going into production next summer, which is very exciting. Because for a while there, we were like, oh, this is never going to happen.
They'll never make this.
Yeah.
They won't make us do this, will they?
You believe it when you're going to the premiere. Yeah, I know, that sort of way. And the other thing is, is there an audiobook version of it?
Yeah, I think it's out on the 19th of September.
Right. Which is next week.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are doing that audiobook with the kind of advent of podcasting and all that. Everybody is, it's almost like a little podcast, isn't it?
The first two have been really popular on audiobook. A great actress called Amy McAllister reads them.
Who?
And Amy McAllister.
Amy McAllister?
Yeah, and she...
I never got the phone call.
You wouldn't do a good Ashling, I don't think.
No, but I could read it. Like, I mean, I've got it. Okay, this won't give too much away, but I've just picked out a little bit here.
Right?
Okay. You'll know this bit now when you see it. Ashling, Lisa turns to me with a concerned frown. I asked you in here because I have bad news. What now? Enjoying this?
Yeah,
go on.
Michael Coleman, the lead singer of Love Hurts. Yeah, what about him? I just got a phone call. He's broken his right wrist during an energetic Rock the Boat at a communion in Offaly and can't play tonight. You're joking me. I'm not. What are we going to do? He He said his brother Brendan can stand in for him. But he said, and I quote, he hasn't got the, she struggles to finish the sentence, the Mickey magic.
Oh, you're hired.
You are
so
hired.
There you go.
The way you delivered Mickey magic there.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, listen, I am delighted. We might have some books to give away next week.
Ooh,
okay,
amazing.
Would that be all right?
Yeah.
So you've passed them on, and you're very kind to do that. So who's the accountant of the two of you?
Well, neither of us.
God, no.
We're not good enough.
No, one of
the,
like,
you
money might be. How many books are we actually giving away free all the time? Because, I mean, you know, yesterday there was about 50 you gave away in Easton.
Yeah,
you know, that's a lot to know.
Keeping track of this, I hope.
Yeah, it's not us.
We can't be trusted.
Cue a phone call from my actual accountant. What are you talking about?
Well, listen, delighted for you and really looking forward to seeing the screenplay. And, I mean, there's other. I mean, look, Copper's the Musical. Aisling the Musical. I mean,
Aisling
the Musical. Come on. Like, I mean, you've got all the songs.
Yeah,
Three Times a Lady.
I don't know how musical we are now.
I know, you probably hate it when you come in here. This bloody smart arse, you know, telling me what to do.
Giving us great ideas, actually.
No. But I think that'll be so good. And, like, it's a dead cert. It's going to sell tickets straight away, you know.
I loved Copper's Musical. It was so good.
It was really good, wasn't it?
Really,
it was fantastic. Once, Twice, Three Times, and Aisling. It's out everywhere in all good bookshops, not so good bookshops,
supermarkets.
Yeah. Loads in the airport. We went
in
out to the
airport
yesterday and
lots of them
loads
going
of
on. Yeah. So, and all the rest of them, they've gone to number one, haven't they? This is the. Did you say bigger than the Bible? Did you say?
Is that what you
bigger
said?
Than the Bible?
Okay.
Congratulations, and thank you very much for joining us as usual.
That's it for another Best of podcast. But remember, if you want to get in touch with us here about anything at all, like being a Kickstarter, is there a birthday or a wedding anniversary, requests, beautiful wife or husband's alerts, gorgeous girlfriend alerts, you can email us on breakfast@todayfm.com. If you've got a $1 million idea as well and you want to share it with me, oh yes, please do that. I promise not to tell anybody else. We'd love to hear from you. It's breakfast@todayfm.com. Chat soon.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Renault.
Weekdays from 7 a.m. on Today FM.